You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, you released a new single a couple weeks back.
Yeah, I think so.
English Boy, it's so good.
Thank you so much.
I feel like it's a little bit of a departure from the sound that you had on the album, the novel that you released earlier this year. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's definitely a like new direction in the sound, which I think is exciting, just like going in another direction. It kind of feels like what's right for us at the moment.
Right.
Kind of bringing it back to a bit more of the live sound, of how we sound as a band live.
Right.
Which has been really fun as well, just like not using any auto-tune or any vocal effects hardly, and then just like having to get it right.
Yeah, no, I get that, because I've had so many conversations this year about like the overproduction of a lot of music released now, and I don't know, I really like being able to hear people breathe. I like being able to hear people mess up, and it's just like that more organic kind of sound is really like fun to listen to.
Yeah. And I think when you go see like that band live, then it kind of is like, yo, like,
yeah,
that's what I'm hearing. And
totally. And I feel like it exposes people's talents a lot better. Like, kind of sidetrack, there's this Wise Blood track, and you can hear how long each of her phrases are, because you can hear her take a really long breath in, and I'm like, whoa, that woman can sing. Also, you have, like, speaking of that, you have, like, someone talking in the at the start of the song. Is that right?
Yeah. It's Leo actually kind of was producing it a little bit, and he just found that, and it sounds like his little brother, who's like this little like English kind of, his dad's like super English, and
yeah,
I don't know, like we just kind of like left it in there. Same with the name, like
yeah,
that was the working title name, and then we're just like, we'll just keep it in there. Yeah,
because I was wondering why you called it what you did, but yeah, no, that's so cool. I heard that did you play this, because you toured in Australia earlier this year, and a friend of mine was telling me, did you play this before you released it on tour?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've seen you guys live quite a bit, and you always like play songs before you release them. Do you think the live like playing of your new songs live, does that have a part in like the production of it and what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we're kind of, when we play it live, we're like, oh, that worked, and then we like, it helps when we go to record it, because we like already know what parts kind of we want to play, and just like pre-production, I guess, and then like seeing people's reaction to the songs, like we played a bunch over the tour, and we were like, okay, like, we reckon these two are the ones we should, like, focus on, but yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of the music I feel like you're playing live is, like, upbeat, dancey kind of tunes. Is that kind of what you guys enjoy making?
Yeah, I think I definitely, like, always like making, like, a variety of it.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that I just make in my bedroom is normally quite like soft and like sad, and so I think when we come together, there's definitely like it definitely, there's like that want to just be a bit more like a band and like drivey, but also have a few songs which are a bit more chill. But I think playing live is fun to have like a pretty drivey set.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I feel like you always have a vibrant crowd anyway following you, because it's always a good boog. Sorry, my mind's just gone super blank. I was gonna say, you're touring this summer.
Yes, we are.
You're jam-packed and busy.
We sure are. We are doing, like, our own tour for the first, like, our own summer tour for the first time.
Exciting.
Which I'm pretty nervous about, but I think it'll be fun. We're playing in Waihi Beach on the 3rd, and then Raglan on the 4th, and then Todong on the 5th, and then doing a Lee Sawmill, which is one of my favorite venues, I reckon, on the 25th. And then we're playing, yeah, a few festivals as well, which will be real sick.
Nice. What are your, like, favourite parts about performing live?
I really like seeing the songs, like, come to life. I think it's, like, I don't know, just, like, the funnest way to, like, express them after they've been written. And it's always, like, it always blows my mind when I see people, like, sing along and that kind of energy you get from the people. But yeah, it's just like something I've done for so long with the band that just feels like so good to just like get on stage and then everything kind of goes, disappears, and then it's just the music and the people in front of you.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the best feelings, I'd say.
Do you, kind of pivoting, but do you have any like, musicians that really have influenced your sound and like the way you write? Or does it kind of just like bubble up?
Yeah, I think like there was I listened to a lot of Bieber Doobie actually this year.
Yep.
And like Ghost Stories by Coldplay. And just like Bruce Springsteen and The Cure.
Yeah. Their latest album's so cracked. I love it.
Yeah.
So good.
Still got it, eh?
Yeah.
But I just kind of like how simple all of that stuff is.
Yeah.
And just like, it's kind of like the melody is there, but it's kind of like storytelling a little bit. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm just really a fan of like just that kind of simple stuff that you really feel.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of storytelling, you played a couple new songs at Eat Your Greens last week, and I was thinking about the, I don't know, themes of English Boy. The songs you have coming out, I felt like, are they like thematically kind of like of a feeling of like longing, if that makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say like, well, I guess I normally try like keep it real to like my real life experiences. Yep. So like the last album, the novel, I was like in a going through a relationship and then like out of a relationship, and there was a lot of that like kind of love stuff involved. And then in this period of my life I feel like I've been like a lot more single. And just like I guess I've just been writing about the things that have been going on for me in this time.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it comes across, your song is super real. Like the first lyrics of English Boy is like, you won't text back, keep looking at my phone, and I was like, yup, I understand completely. Did you want to introduce it? Well, I reckon we should have a listen.
Yeah. This is English Boy by Park Road.
Yup, text in 5395, would love to hear from you.
Back. I keep looking at my phone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.